This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Making headlines this hour, MUT's efforts at embedding entrepreneurship gets a huge boost. And umunyu kutholakala isidumbu sesonakele endlini yesoka. The time is 8 o'clock. Good morning. MUT Faculty of Applied and Health Sciences has secured close to 5 million rands from the KwaZulu-Natal Department of Agriculture and Rural Development. The head of the university's Department of Agriculture, Dr. Farai Murungu, said that news was delivered to them on 11th of May 2026. He said that in a formal appointment letter dated 11 May 2026, the KwaZulu-Natal Department of Agriculture and Rural Development confirmed MUT as its higher education institute partner for the delivery of an entrepreneurship development program targeting unemployed agricultural graduates across KwaZulu-Natal. The funding value of 4,950,000 rands represents one of the most substantial external grants secured by the MUT's Department of Agriculture. The training centers will be in Sidera in Pietermaritzburg and Owen Sithole on the north coast of KwaZulu-Natal. The training is expected to start during this financial year. This development happens at a defining moment for MUT. On the 16th of September 2025, the university officially launched its institutional drive to embed entrepreneurship education across all its three faculties. Superheaded by the Deputy Vice Chancellor of Teaching and Learning, Professor Marcus Ramukhale, the initiative calls for every program to integrate entrepreneurship, ensuring that all MUT graduates leave the institution equipped with the mindset and skills of a job creator. In other news, uyathuthumela umndeni wesifazane osemgababa obesebenza e-call center yasemhlanga ekutholakale ngesonto elidlule isidumbu sakhe sisibulile futhi siphucukile ekhanda ngaphansi kombhede wesoka lakhe abesebenza nalo. Unkosazana Anele Mzila, ona 23 iminyaka, isidumbu sakhe sitholakale ngaphansi kombhede wesoka lakhe umnumzane Nkululeko Yuda, ona 35 iminyaka, ongowaseSwatini ngokudabuka. Isidumbu sitholakale kwamashu endlini yesoka lakhe lapho umufi abesehlala khona esondezela umsebenzi. Ngemuva kwalokho isoka lakhe likhalelwe ngamasonga sigonyela selivelile nasenkantolo yaseNtuzuma. Umngane kamufi obesebenza naye call center ocele ukuba kugodlwe igama lakhe uthe isoka likamufi yilona elaziyo ukuthi limenzeni. Uthe okubaxakayo ukuthi nomakhelwane bayasho ukuthi bambona umufi efika kodwa lutho ukumbona esegoduka. Uthe bafuna ubulungiswa ngalokhu ngoba bakholwa ukuthi kukhona okushaya amanzi. Kuthiwa isidumbu sikamufi bese sihlale izinsuku ezine ngaphansi kombhede. And finally, Don Laka, Naledi Apiwe and Mnqobi Yazo sets for South Coast Takeover at Ugu Jazz Festival. Music lovers are in for a major treat as Don Laka, Naledi Apiwe and Mnqobi Yazo lead an exciting lineup at the upcoming Ugu Jazz Festival 2026 on the South Coast. Festival organizers have confirmed more artists and comedians for the expanded three-day experience, which promises music, comedy, worship and culture from June 25 to June 27 at the Ugu Sports Center and Liege. Hosted by the Ugu District Municipality in partnership with Cool Sounds Trading, led by Siyabonga Msomi, this year's event follows the festival's successful relaunch in 2025. The festivities will kick off on June 25 with the gala dinner and comedy nights featuring performances by Mondli Ngcobo and Zawadi Yamungu. Comedy lovers can also look forward to laughs from Simpiwe Shembe, Simunye Churchboy, Mondli Mzizi and Nonto R. On June 26, the festival changes pace with a worship experience led by gospel artist Mpumi Mtsweni alongside pastors and worship leaders. The main event will take center stage on June 27 inside a massive transparent dome marquee where festival goers will enjoy live performances from some of South Africa's most loved artists.
You need to work your ass out because the bone is tell. What to get if I been on a best of shits and bab. Ungapsak nagok nigi when I skim sa.
In your weather reports this morning, it's a warm, comfortable day across the province. The coast is sitting pretty. Durban sits at 22 degrees with a 10% chance of rain. Margate, Port Shepstone, Richards Bay and St. Lucia are all hitting 22 degrees with a 60% chance for Richards Bay. Inland and Midlands, Pietermaritzburg leads at 21 degrees. Iqaluit, Ladysmith, Richmond and Ulundi are all sitting nicely at 20 degrees. Escott, Moy River and Fryhead are around 19 degrees. Cockstead and Newcastle are a touch cooler at 18 degrees, with Jans Castle and Adderbeck at 17 degrees. Now to recap the top stories this hour. MUT's efforts at embedding entrepreneurship gets a huge boost, and umunyu kutholakala isidumbu sesonakele endlini yesoka. I will be back at 8:30 with the news headlines. For MUT Radio News, I am Mcidisi Ngubane.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.